Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
How are your brackets? Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Hour two on this Monday. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you like. There were a lot of both. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler is standing by. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. And if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and if you're not, all you have to do is download the app. You can watch for free. Poll question for hour two. Is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, I threw two of them up there already. Who had the worst weekend, of course? Purdue, Kentucky, Kansas, Duke. Purdue running away with that one, 86% of the vote. That's unfortunate.
Okay.
And then I also threw up there, because we were just talking about it, who would you rather have, Odell Beckham Jr. or Brandon Cooks? 65% of the audience say?
OBJ.
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, okay. Well, I do need to see OBJ. He's running routes, he's in shorts, and he's making one-handed catches. That's great. I just want to know if he's going to be healthy. Can he stay healthy? How much of those two surgeries, ACL surgeries, are going to impact him moving forward?
Second one feels...
I know with modern medicine, but having ACLs and having an ACL myself and just trying to get back to normal life... What I'm seeing now is impressive with OBJ. I just don't know how much he is asking for. Because is it $20 million a year? I don't want him at $20 million. If I could get him for $7 or $8 million, sure. I'll bring in a 1+1 incentive laden. Yes, Paulie?
In the past three seasons, Brandon Cooks has 230 catches. Odell Beckham has 70.
Okay. Plus, you're getting two different personalities there, Brandon Cooks and OBJ. But I thought Jerry Jones, that he couldn't pass this up. I mean, if you're going to – you're losing Zeke Elliott, which to me is not that big of a loss. But if you're going to make that offense be a dynamic offense, are you changing the style of your offense? Are you going to give more targets, more weapons for Dak Prescott? Or do you want to be a running team, a more conservative team? You know, Mike McCarthy talked about that, being more of a running team. I don't want to pay my quarterback $45 million to be a running team. And you just got rid of Zeke and Tony Pollard's coming off surgery. Yes, Mark.
Odell Beckham's Twitter said, I'm just confused where the quote is for me that said I want 20. All I'm saying is that four ain't enough.
Yeah.
So five.
Okay. So he'll sign for five.
He said four, wait. So I said five.
Yeah. That was five for 100.
Yeah.
So it's 20.
I would say like four for $20 million. Like it's $20 million, but it's 4 years for $20 million. The Jets, when they get, I was reading Peter King today, Good Morning Football, and he was talking about the number of times the Jets are going to be on primetime TV. And he's saying that this could be a pretty big number there. They might even open up. Now, normally you have Super Bowl champs open up. That would be on Thursday night. You could have the Cowboys and the Jets maybe play on Sunday night. But, I mean, we don't know when Rodgers is getting there. We assume he's getting there. It's inevitable. But could you do Jets and Cowboys? And I would think you would want to wait later. You would want to wait till October or November for that. The Jets had one national TV game last year. Peter King says that he bets they have 11 or 12 this year between a Thursday nighter, maybe two on Sunday night, one or two on Monday night, maybe five of the Sunday late window doubleheader games. Also, late in the season, there's ESPN has the Saturday games as well. There's a Black Friday game, November 24th, day after Thanksgiving. Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. They are going to be on national TV quite a bit. Yes, Marv.
What about Jets at Chiefs opening night?
Hmm.
Biggest acquisition in offseason against the Super Bowl champs opening night.
Okay. They do play, right?
They do, yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. You can't go out of your way and go, you know, you don't play the AFC West, but we're going to let a special dispensation. But Rodgers going to get some primetime treatment here. The Jets are one of those 1 o'clock games. It almost feels like every weekend, Jets will be on at 1 o'clock. That's not going to happen this year. But the schedule will be announced in May. So we got 7-plus weeks. They wait after the draft, and then you start to get your matchups of, you know who you're going to play. The question is, in you know, what sequence are you going to be playing? And that's always interesting, too. Are you playing how many road games before you play a big game? How many home games then you go on the road? Is there a quick turnaround? But we got about 7 weeks before they announce the schedule. But Peter King thinks probably 11, maybe 12 nationally televised games. Let's see. The next great movie night is here. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, Oscar nominated, streaming on Peacock, and it's one impressive cat. We are wondering about people who fill out brackets, because everybody does this. And I'm not sure when this changed, where it became a big, you know, big business. Because I have friends who were in different pools where you can bid. They bid $10,000. They got Purdue. So these guys are all together, and there's over $200,000 in this. So these are big time, you know, investment people. And you could get, like, Duke was, you know, $6,500, or you could get UConn. And they have all prices there. And if you take the worst team who gets blown out by the biggest margin, you can win money that way. There's a lot of ways to win money. Yes, Eden.
So these people spent the $10,000 to get a one seed.
Yeah.
And that one seed they got was Purdue.
Yeah, so there'll be a value attached to all these schools.
Yeah, 16 is worth this, but a five is worth that.
Yes. Yeah. But I saw the guy after the Purdue loss. I said, "How's it going?" He goes, "Oh, you want to know how it's going?" I go, "What happened?" He goes, "Purdue." I said, "Oh, yeah, you know, they didn't go to the big man." He goes, No. My partner and I, we put up $10,000 on Purdue." I said, "Are you stupid?" And he goes, Yeah. So couldn't you have gotten UConn, Duke? And then Duke got knocked off by Tennessee. Yes, Paul.
I went to NCAA.com, and they have some history of brackets. The very first bracket, according to Slate, came from an 1851 chess tournament. They decided to put up a big board. They could find an actual photograph of it. Brackets have been around with the NCAA tournament since the 1930s. They used to do with 1939, there was a championship bracket, and it was printed, and there's you can remember it. Oregon won, by the way, that year over Ohio State. And according to them, the brackets got so popular. The first bracket pool they could find, according to the Smithsonian, was 1977 in a Staten Island bar where a bar had patrons fill out brackets and bet on it. And that was, you know, who knows who actually did it, but that's what they have. They really credit the internet era of making brackets accessible to everyone. And you could print it. It could be put together instantaneously. So the mid-90s is when they really think the brackets blew up. As far as access that everyone had one, everyone could print one at home.
Yeah, see.
Because you used to be able to cut it out of the newspaper.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was fun. That was a fun part of it, too. Not that, you know, having it on the internet is cool and all, but.
I don't remember filling out a bracket when I was growing up. It used to be, I'd just say, well, UCLA is going to win. And most of the time they would. But I don't remember it, you know, having competition here. It's like fantasy. And now where fantasy football is, I remember doing, it was called rotisserie baseball. That's how fantasy started. And then all of a sudden it kind of morphed into all the other sports that you could do fantasy. But with the brackets, everybody's filling them out. It's almost like you watch the Academy Awards. And chances are you've seen maybe two of the 10 movies, and then but you watch, and you're like, I'm watching the Academy Awards. I didn't see any of these movies. We're watching March Madness. We didn't see any of these teams. Fairleigh Dickinson. Yeah, sure. Florida Atlantic. Furman. Absolutely. And the Princeton Tigers. This is how it sounded as Princeton put away Missouri to advance to the Sweet 16.
This one is over. It's official. It is history for the Princeton Tigers. For the first time in school history, Princeton is going to the Sweet 16. Just the fourth 15 seed ever in the history of the tournament to advance to the round of 16. Princeton 78, Missouri 63.
Mitch Henderson, Princeton head coach, will join us coming up a little over an hour from now. Rick Pitino is... He has an offer from St. John's in serious discussions, and I'd love for him to stay at Iona, because 2 years ago when he was on the show, almost 2 years to the day when I had him on, and he said that he never turned his back on Iona. Well, you get a chance to go to St. John's, and maybe you bring them back, and you do that in New York City, and that would be a big deal, really big deal. He's a great coach. You're going to have Georgetown's open, Notre Dame's open. Has Texas decided that they don't need to go out and get somebody now that Texas has done well in the tournament? I don't know. Because that was another one where John Calipari's name was coming up. Coach Cal bowed out against Kansas. He does have an unbelievable recruiting class, maybe the number one recruiting class coming in. But this might be, as strange as it's going to sound, a make-or-break season coming up for John Calipari. Because if you're going to bring in these, you know, big-time recruits, they're going to be one and done. And then how far are you going to go in the tournament? Because then you're going to have to recruit another class to come in. Let's get some phone calls here. Best and worst of the weekend. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, DP. This is the original Chris in South Carolina. Just a couple things. And, Mar, please don't pull the trigger. You're quicker on the button than a first-year Marine cadet. Dan, just want to say there's going to be some infighting with the DP show with the callers here. I am going to be the caller of the year, and I understand the other Chris in South Carolina tells Tyler that he's the cool Chris. Well, let me tell him something. In the words of the great Stuart Scott, brother, I'm cooler than the other side of the pillar, and I'm cronger than you. Today is National Ravioli Day, Dan. I have a bet for Fritzy. I will take Alabama against the field. When we win, I get to rub raviolis all over that potential litter of puppies hanging in front of him. Seaman, me, you, and the national kid of your choice is going to the Super Bowl. DP, love you, baby. Roll Tide.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. National Ravioli Day.
Sorry, I missed that one. Yeah. You have that kind of stuff on the rundown.
Yeah, yes. See.
And believe it or not, what I have for breakfast?
Raviolis.
Raviolis. Nice. How about that? Breakfast raviolis.
Yeah, more. Wait. So Chris wants to rub raviolis on your body?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. It sounded a little disturbing.
No, it's not.
Sounds like something I would have done.
Yeah.
A waste two of years
food.
Back.
A waste of food, though.
New York City drafts at the draft. Guess who's rubbing raviolis all over town, taking bodies?
Going out on a limb with only one seeds that are left in the tournament.
Well, you did do a shot off Fritzy's belly.
Oh, I've done a shot off Fritzy's belly. We've kissed in the opens that we've shot before. Remember we did Thelma and Louise and I had to kiss Todd in the backseat?
Mm.
We got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty intimate.
We're very close, though.
Yeah, it's weird because it wasn't in the script. You know, it's like I turn around and you're kissing Fritzy. And yeah. I go, no, you guys don't do that.
I'm like, guys, we're rolling.
Yeah. Scott in Nashville. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Hey there, Dan. I got two worst and one quick line of advice. The first worst, Memphis losing. It felt like when Purdue went down right before that game, the intensity went up to an 11. Knowing that a trip to the Sweet 16 got a little bit easier. I do kind of want to blame the refs for that illegal shot clock review and the missed timeout call at the end of the game.
That was bad. That was bad. Yep.
That ball over.
Yep. Yep. That was bad.
Second worst is now I have to turn around and cheer for FAU because as someone from Memphis, I can't have the Vols going to a Final Four. That would just be.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, I didn't think Tennessee had enough offense. Tennessee's had a pretty good year sports-wise. You just think about it. I mean, it's sad that Hooker got hurt. You know, Penny Hardaway threw the water bottle after the loss. They did miss the timeout. That it felt like everybody on Memphis was calling a timeout, and somehow they missed that. and then Penny threw the water bottle. Yes, Paul.
What if coaches had timeout buzzers that went right to the booth or went right to the scoreboard, and they once they hit it, though, they can't take it back? That'd be a bad idea or a good idea?
How about you just send something that sort of shocks the official?
Yes.
Like, dog timeout.
Dog collar.
Yeah. These coaches come on the floor. Like, they're out there coaching while the game is going on. I'm surprised. I thought that there was, like, the coaching box that you had to stay in. But they'll be out there or calling a timeout. They go on the floor now calling the timeout. Yes, Tom.
And they're constantly chirping in the ref's ear. Every time you look, it's amazing how much they put up with what's decided to be a technical and what they just have to kind of ignore from the coach.
Yes, Marv.
And I'm sure they are incredibly intense. Look, I got $350,000 extra riding on this.
Yeah.
Like if they get to the Sweet 16, I'm sure there's like incentive base. So I'm sure they're coaching even harder.
No.
I think that's why Eric Musselman took his shirt off.
Really?
Another $1 million. Woo!
No.
Okay, maybe not.
I agree with Seton and Pauly. I think he took his shirt off because he's proud of how he looks at his age. 58 years of age? All right, I get it. It's like Adam Schefter. How old is Schefty? He couldn't wait to, you know. I'm sure they really had to, you know, kind of nudge him to take his shirt off. Hey, you know, you want to do your Kirk Cousins? No, I'm not going to. Come on. Okay, I will. I'll take my shirt off. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He's 58. He's in shape. His wife is gorgeous. His team is killing it. And I know this moment's going to go viral. Shirt's coming off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Schefter's 56. That's the region where you want to show off what you got. The problem is, though, with guys like that, Musselman, you got the pants with the belt. And no matter how good of shape you are, you can't overcome the pants and belt to make it look like you have love handles, even though you might be in good shape and have abs.
Mm-hmm.
Schefty suffered from that.
Oh, okay.
Broke down that video as well. Go to YouTube.com for all those details.
We got a lot of free time around here. Hey, back that video up. Let me see if Musselman's got, does he have any abs there? Yeah, right there. He's got them right there. It's fun. It was good. I don't know if it's going to the Sweet 16 worthy that you take your shirt off, but I'm guessing now if he wins again then against UConn, then he takes his shirt off again, right? Yeah, Paul.
Relooking at the video, because of the change, you can't tell. I think Schefty might be a chest shaver. Or he's just, yeah, there's a very little chest hair.
Mm.
Almost none.
Mm.
Keep an eye on that story.
Okay. Hey, Paul. Take a break. More phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. We will give you hours after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards. Dan Patrick Show. According to DraftKings, as of this morning, Alabama is your favorite, followed closely by Houston. And then it's UConn and UCLA, and a distant third. They're tied. And then it's Creighton and Texas. Those are the favorites right now for March Madness. Best and worst of the weekend, Todd, I'm going to start with you.
Both college hoops related. Best, Tennessee advancing to the Sweet 16, taking down Duke, holding them to just 52 points, tying the lowest points the Blue Devils ever scored in an NCAA tournament game. Worst, both number one seeds Purdue and Kansas bowing out, especially the Boilermakers losing to Fairleigh Dickinson. Zach Edey taking one shot in the last 12 minutes of the game.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend, the University of Dayton band. They showed up at the tournament because Fairleigh Dickinson doesn't have a band. So the UD band showed up, learned the FDU fight song, and was playing for them just before tip-off. And then on Sunday, they came back waving around plastic swords and stuff and being sort of like a cheering section for them. That's pretty good by Dayton.
Great basketball community.
Yep.
Great.
My worst of the weekend, my Drake Bulldogs. It was a hell of a run.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a run.
Yeah. Yeah, you were sitting first class in that bandwagon.
Yeah.
Marv, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, Marquise Noel, 27 points, 9 assists for Kansas State.
What is he listed as? 5'8"?
5'8", listed at 5'8".
He tough, man. Yeah,
he is listed. And there was another short guy from Fairleigh Dickinson. He was as fast as I don't know what. But anywho, best of the weekend, Tyson Walker from Michigan State. 23 points, sending them both to the Garden. They're both kids from New York City.
Didn't he have somebody had a few blocks there late in the game. They have a big man, and I think he's from New York as well, and he's not offensive-minded, but had a couple of big blocks there. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
I'm going to go University of Miami Hurricanes basketball, man. They rarely get a lot of national run, but they handled Indiana. They looked really, really good. Mm-hmm. Worst of the weekend, I don't know. I said the Drake one. We were going to roll with Drake. That was quite disappointing. I was invested. I thought it was kind of a fun deal, and it would have been nice to have a show team. We needed a show team.
Mm.
We need to pick a show team.
Mm. We don't play favorites here. The number one and number two seeds went a combined 10 and 4 in the first two rounds of the tournament. The worst showing since 2000 when the number one, number two seeds went 11 and 5. Also, second time since the tournament expanded to 64 teams, that was in 1985, that only one or fewer coaches with a previous national title remain in the Sweet 16. Mike Krzyzewski and Tom Izzo. So Tom Izzo this year, Mike Krzyzewski in 2000 was the only coach left in the Sweet 16.
Stat of the day.
Yes,
stat
indeed.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
It was a little while ago when Kendrick Perkins was on the mothership and he was arguing with J.J. Redick, and he talked about maybe the white voters for the MVP are voting for the Joker. And it got a lot of attention. He was called out by, you know, current former players. Charles Barkley said it was, you know, absurd. ESPN issued an apology after they went back to see how many white voters there are, how many minority voters there are. But I do think that that moment maybe shined a different spotlight on Joel Embiid and away from the Joker, because now the favorite to win the MVP is Joel Embiid. DraftKings even has odds on this. NBA MVP odds, Joel Embiid is minus 220, Joker plus 250. That turned quickly. Now, Joel Embiid has played great. Philadelphia has won, what, nine of their last 10? And I think Joel Embiid's going to win the MVP. Oh, by the way, the Joker had his 28th triple-double. Last night he had 22, 17, and 10. And Nuggets beat the Nets. I think what happened, you know, the Nuggets had lost their two previous games where Joker had a triple-double. And it almost felt like the voters were saying, oh, you got to win these games, or you're losing these games late. And I think it was unfair to the Joker. But Embiid has played great. I do think playing on the East Coast, where everybody gets to see your games, whereas Denver, you got to kind of go out of your way to find them. I think we look at the stats. Joker never makes the highlights. If he does, it's, you know, when, oh, by the way, up and under, or, you know, a couple of Akeem shakes there, dream shakes. A nice pass or something, but Embiid has put up big numbers, and it's probably going to win the MVP. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Embiid's story should help him? You know, remember the early back injuries? He missed it, or foot injuries and the back injuries. He missed his first two seasons. It's almost like that's such an afterthought.
Yep.
Back-to-back scoring champ. He's going to be scoring champ again. He's actually up to 33.5. Likeable guy, good with the media. He seems like a fair pick, really. It's almost like give him a turn.
Well, I don't know if you give people turns. It's who deserves the MVP.
Yeah, I think it's – I don't know. I don't agree. I think it's sometimes that when a guy has run his course, like Giannis had his turn twice, and it's almost like they moved on from him, and, you know, the Joker got his turn twice.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be that way. If right. You're the MVP, you're the MVP, not, you know, you've had a couple. Got to share it. Jordan, when he didn't win those two – but Barkley and Malone both had unbelievable years. And they may have had the most wins in the NBA those two seasons. I still voted for Jordan, but and caught some grief in both of those cities because of it. But I kept saying, I don't know how you equate value. To me, he wins titles. And he'll win the title this year. And I said that of both of those years when Malone won it and when Charles won it. And Mike beat both of those guys in the finals. Yes, Mark.
Do you think, March 27th, the Sixers play the Nuggets. Do you think that could probably, you know, give, you know, the MVP to whoever wins that game?
Let's just do that. Let's put it right there on the floor.
Ooh. Bring the MVP trophy out there. Just do the ceremony right there. I don't know if it'll come down to that, but if it does, that would be interesting. I mean, I'd hate for... You're going to hand out the MVP based off one game, a showdown between these two. And Embiid did get the better of Joker last time they played. But it feels like there's Joker fatigue. I think that's maybe the voters were like, God, we got to vote for him. And then all of a sudden, Kendrick Perkins said what he said. And then I think people revisited Joel Embiid's numbers. And I think because of that, you're like, well, wait a minute here. They do play well. You haven't heard much about them. And he's leading in scoring. Yeah, Marv.
And I think it's unfair because it's a regular season award. but he might get punished because of the lack of success in the postseason. If he had won a title or maybe even gotten to the finals, one of those two MVP seasons, it might be a little easier for people to vote for him, but they're not, they don't want to put him in the Bird, Chamberlain, Russell category.
But Joel Embiid, what's his playoff success?
Well, he doesn't have an MVP. That's what I'm saying. It'd be different. If Joel Embiid had won the last two MVPs, no one would be voting for him for a third straight year if they didn't have playoff success.
But they're going to give it to him, and he has no prior playoff success.
Touche.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So the Joker doesn't, but he's won back-to-back MVPs. And I do think they're like, he's not Bird, and he's not Wilt, and he's not Bill Russell. And he's not. But he's still, it's hard to argue that he's not the MVP. Yes, Marv.
So just give it to Giannis. He's got playoff success.
He does. Yeah, Giannis was the great story. I mean, that's an unbelievable story. Joel Embiid was, you know, great at Kansas, number one pick, and then he had his back issues. He's actually battled injuries here. But Giannis had a triple-double last night. Bucks beat the Warriors. So he's quietly put up great numbers, but he's distant third with the MVP race here. Yeah, Paul.
When are you going to go with your Domantas Sabonis campaign?
Well, I do think he's great.
You're going to unveil that soon? I think the Kings are in the two seed.
Yes,
now.
They are. They are. He should be a top five MVP candidate this year. Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I'm going to base this off a record, the team and winning, Sabonis has been unbelievable. And that's a great story. Once again, you have to go out of your way to find Sacramento games. And are they going to make the highlights? Sabonis is going to give you a what? Crisp bounce pass, nice putback. And that does factor in because, you know, voters, are they out there watching all these games? They're not. If you cover the Bucks, okay, how many games are you seeing other than the game right in front of you? And I treasured being able to vote on the awards when I was at the mothership. But I was watching more basketball than anybody else was. Because I had to. I had to watch all those games, not just highlights. And therefore, you got a true sense of who is playing great or MVP or what do they mean to their team. If I show you 45 seconds of highlights, I can make you look really good or really bad. And some of these guys don't have those highlights. And I do think that that hurts them. Yes, Mark.
And I think Sabonis going into next season, the Kings will have more nationally televised games because they're good. And so I think more people
but
will be able to see them.
I don't know if they're going to tune in to see them. They're good. But you're tuning in to see Memphis because of Ja Morant.
Well, De'Aaron Fox is a highlight reel himself.
I know, but I don't know if people are going to want to watch Sacramento. Sabonis is a wonderful player. But you're not tuning in to see him. And these TV executives, the networks, they want eyeballs here. What do you show? Above all else, the Lakers and LeBron. Golden State Warriors. You'll put the Celtics in there. Luka. You'll put in the Bucks because they're good. Because of Giannis. But he is a highlight guy, too. Yes, Paulie.
I got to tell you, that, well, I don't know what, 2003, Weber, Peja Stojakovic, Doug Christie, Mike Bibby, Vlade Divac, Hajdu Turkoglu, Kings team was a blast to watch. They had that little three-year run where they were, everyone loved them. That stadium was jumping. Everyone's buying that purple stuff, purple and black.
Yeah, but they were only on national TV because they played the Lakers in the playoffs. And therefore, you saw them. I loved it. I loved Peja Stojakovic, C. Webb. I mean, they were fun. There was atmosphere there. Phil Jackson hated the cowbells. I mean, it was fun. But it was more about who were the Lakers playing, and Phil had these comments. And it was an unbelievable series there. And maybe there was some suspicious officiating in that series. Yes, Paul.
The Kings made the playoffs from 98 to 2006. They haven't made it since. After Rick Adelman left, guess who there was their head coach for one season in 2006 and 2007? Full circle, Eric Musselman.
Whoa!
Yep, he was the coach. They were 33-49 with the big muscle, and then Reggie Theus took over for a few years.
He didn't take his shirt off when he was in Sacramento, I don't think.
He did not. Yeah. He put on a sweater with that record.
Yeah.
Turtleneck.
Show me your beam. What, Todd?
I heard you.
Best and worst of the weekend. Patrick in Houston. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. So let me get this straight, man. You called Jordan winning a title in the 90s. Ooh, be careful out there on that limb, buddy. 5'8", 170.
Wait, what are you talking about? I'm not sure what Patrick's talking. I didn't say anything about the 90s.
You didn't say you called him winning it like he was going to win it.
No.
That's not what you said.
Yeah. When it came to the MVP, well, maybe he's talking about the Rockets, but you should be thanking Mike because he wasn't around when you won your titles. But I wasn't. I just said that he was the most valuable player in the league, and that's why I voted for him. I don't know what that means. I went out on a limb and I said Jordan was going to be the MVP. Well, in those seasons, he didn't win. Charles Barkley did, and so did Karl Malone. Yes, yes, Marv.
We just found our LVC so far this year.
Least valuable caller?
Sure did.
Patrick in Houston? Yeah, he needed to explain himself a little bit more there. Jared in Cincinnati. Hi, Jared. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Great.
Good. Seton, just real quick, I got a best and worst of the weekend, but I've been promising Seton some Grippo's barbecue chips, and I got to get them to you guys, but got to figure out how to make it fit in a P.O. box. There's some seasoning that comes with that also, so you guys can use that on your meat Friday.
No, you can ship it. It'll get to us.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. We get large packages here.
Half of the stuff in our P.O. box is food and perishables.
Those chips are awesome, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
Last year when we drove across the country, that was the first time I ever heard of them. I think we went through Ohio, maybe.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
And holy smokes, they're the best potato chips I ever had.
They are great. Yep. I didn't realize it until, when you're in Cincinnati, and I had them, and then when you leave and then somebody will talk about that, the potato chips there. I'm like, oh, yeah, you heard of them? Yeah.
It's crazy good.
Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny, Dan, Ants. Love you guys. I got a worse, a best, and a bester. The worst is the XFL, not because of the product. I've watched, from what I've watched, it's been pretty exciting. But I don't think it can steal the eyeballs from every other sports. Ratings are down again, but hopefully it does something. But my best is yesterday, USA versus Cuba, the first baseman, Yadier Drake. I think it's the eighth inning. He makes a Willie Mays-esque catch. It's quite amazing. You should check it out.
Okay.
And then my bester is USA versus Venezuela. I just have to give props to whoever produced that game, because every time Venezuela scored or a commercial break, they would pan out to the crowd, and it was beautiful. Schwing.
All right. Guys. Thank you, Jason. Yeah. I don't know why that they wait, every 3 years to play this?
I think it's four.
4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal. It's a true World Series to these countries. And when you look at the World Cup, that's what this is. And, not as established, obviously, as the World Cup. But what it means, Japan, the ratings for this in Japan are unbelievable. And I'm sure it is in some of these other countries to play against the United States. But you're playing for your country and how big that is. Although Big Poppy was trying to defend Dominican Republic for their loss to Puerto Rico, he said, well, if this was in June, that they would have been ready to play, but they're not ready to play in March. Okay, Poppy.
So Puerto Rico is?
Yeah,
is there a different climate there?
Apparently, Puerto Rico is always prepared. They're more prepared in March than the DR would be in June. Aye, Poppy. All right, let me take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll check in with the Princeton Tigers, their head coach, coming up next hour. After a three-year gap between the first two installments of the WBC, now it's every 4 years. But I don't understand, if it brings that much interest and you want to expand your markets and you want to go around the world there, it's a great way to do that. I know that not everybody is on board with this, with players interrupting spring training to be able to play. We've had a couple of injuries. Altuve broke his thumb. Diaz ended up blowing out his knee. So I get that, but still the interest that you have. And for the most part, it's been a pretty good couple of months here for Major League Baseball. Yeah, Paul?
Could Major League Baseball ever become, and you know, they want growth, they'd probably be one of the easier sports to do, make it a worldwide sport. Imagine there was an American division, a Latin American division, an Asian division, and you know, if you put together one more, a European division, which would be hampered because they don't have the history there. Yeah. But if you put together four around the world, and all of a sudden, our World Series became...
A World Series.
Yeah, but well, we would have ours and then the World Series, and we could host it and make it round robin.
Mm.
Why not? You know, it's almost like the WBC is, but imagine like the Dodgers would go on behalf of America to face the best team in Japan, and that's actually the World Series.
By the way, we were watching Ken Griffey Jr. take BP. I think he's 53, and he's the batting coach, or one of the batting coaches for the United States. And his last swing, he ended up hitting one out. And then Marv goes, is he the coolest baseball player? Did you say coolest baseball player of all time?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And I thought, okay, he was definitely cool. His style, his swing, even if you weren't a Mariners fan. But, you know, he had style, grace, athleticism, hat backwards. And, you know, when you're coming up with the hype that he had, his father being a former major leaguer and being 19 years of age, and he did it in an effortless way. But I always think left-handers look like they're so much smoother than right-handers. No matter what they're doing, it's like, man, left-hand, whoa, he looks good. But Junior looked great. He had that long swing, flowing swing, great center fielder. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, he made me pay attention to baseball. Like, I know who Joey Cora is as a second baseman from the Mariners because of Ken Griffey. Yeah. I don't know why I know so much about the 95 Mariners, but it was because of him. And he was on SportsCenter every single night doing something because no one was staying up. I'm from Connecticut. You're not staying up to watch the Mariners at all in any sense. And he did that.
Yeah, you would get his highlights in. You would try to. Because, and, you know, chances are he was doing something worthy of putting him in the highlights. But is he baseball or baseball's version of Allen Iverson? Is he cool that way?
Probably the closest thing they have to it. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, Iverson was cool. Ricky Henderson was cool. Marv goes, well, was Mickey Mantle cool? And I go, I don't think we ever labeled our athletes as cool. Like, that guy's cool. Pete Maravich was cool. But Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were just awesome. There wasn't style attached to them, other than Mickey going out and, you know, probably smoking heaters in the dugout and things like that.
Cool cigarettes.
Yeah, Paul.
You know, it's hard to remember now because of what we think about Barry Bonds, but Barry Bonds as a Pirate was very cool. He looked great in those uniforms. Yeah. He was hitting like 33 home runs, but then he'd also have 52 stolen bases. I mean, early Barry Bonds was, you know, he was up to, he and Griffey battled for the 90s, and they were, because he was a very different player back then.
I'm trying to think who, I mean, Jordan, when did Jordan get cool?
He's not cool. He's dominant. I don't know
But he wasn't cool. Wasn't there a moment when he was cool?
The whole Like Mike thing. He had songs about him. He had everything.
I'm going to go see the movie Air tonight. They have a special screening in New York. And Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Viola Davis, who plays Jordan's mom, are going to be there. They have a Q&A after the movie.
Red carpet? Awesome. Red carpet?
No, not. This is just one of those, come in and sit down and that's it. There's no, you know, nothing fancy about it. But Jordan, I think, an executive producer, got a standing ovation South by Southwest. They showed it, I think, last night and got a standing ovation from the crowd. But Jordan did say he wanted Viola Davis to play his mom. That was the one thing that he wanted. And, you know, I've been friends with Sonny Vaccaro, who was really instrumental in signing Mike to the Nike deal. I've known Sonny Vaccaro for 30-some years. And I think he'll join us coming up later this week. But he's the one that was negotiating this, trying to get Phil Knight to sign Michael Jordan. And without Mike's mom involved in this, we never would have had Air Jordan, because Mike loved Adidas. And Adidas at the time had more money, and they could have, they would have put out a shoe with Mike, I'm going to guess. I know. But his mom said, you are going to Portland to meet with them. And he got there and never did anything with Adidas after that. But pretty good cast there with Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Viola Davis. Jason Bateman is also in there.
And Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker is in there. Jay Moore got a nod here.
Our buddy.
Yeah. Jay Moore's in the movie. But I get to see that tonight. So I have a full report on that tomorrow. But by all accounts, it's really well done. And Ben Affleck is, the person responsible for it. Yeah, Paul.
Are you wearing Nikes tonight?
I did think about that.
You have to, right?
You have Jordans over here.
I know, but I'm not going to be cheesy and wear the Jordans.
Oh, I think you should go overboard.
I think you should.
Let Marv style you for
tonight. No, I don't want that.
You'll be wearing a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
With Jordans.
Yes, Todd.
And sometimes the movie theater floor with the buttered popcorn
squeak,
and the drinks. You don't want to get
squeak.
That on the bottom of your shoes.
Maybe I wear my Hokas in there. Oh. Maybe I wear Adidas in there. Yeah.
I quit.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.